from church of deliverance. Amen. Truly we serve one Lord, one faith. And the scripture says there's only one baptism. One God, Father of all, who's above all, through all, and mostly important, if you're saved, he is in. And you all come and say, praise the Lord. And the scripture said, in church, we should endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of anybody that wants some peace. Amen. That's all the way we can be unified with God, is we got to have the bond of peace. This afternoon, we just bless the Lord. We thank God for all of the testimonies, and amen. Thank God for the way he continues to bless the musicians, the praise team, and everyone that has a function and office in the church. We just thank God, because without him, we can do what? Amen. All that I am, Lord, I ever, all I ever hope to be, Lord, I owe it all to thee, to God. If you ever take God out of the picture, then you're just working in vain. Amen. If you ever come to church to magnify yourself, then you messed up, because it always should be to God be the glory. Amen. When people see us, they ought to see Christ. Amen. When we sing, they ought to hear Christ. Everything we do should be about Jesus. Everything we do. And truly we thank God for my wife, and amen, and for everyone in their respective places. Truly, God is good. Amen. Thank God for seeing two newlyweds. Amen. Brother Danny and Sister Anna. Brother Malcolm and Sister Ruby. Hallelujah. I would make a joke, but it might not be taken well, so I'm going to leave it at that. Yeah, I know that one. Amen. We just bless the Lord. Truly, we thank God. Let us stand at this time. Amen. And we just thank God for all that he's doing. How many know the scripture says the just shall walk and the just shall live by? The just. Anybody want to be just? Anybody want to be right before God? Well, if you don't have faith, it is impossible to please him. So if you want to please God, you got to have faith. Amen. And today we're going to deal with the subject of faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. The scripture says, he that cometh to God. Anybody coming to God this afternoon? Anybody? If you didn't come, anybody need to come to God? He that cometh to God must believe that he, and believe he's a rewarder of them that what? Diligently seek him, because without faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So you know what God does a lot of times? God already has the answer. But he allows us to go through some things just to see where is our faith. Faith all things that these all died in faith, having not received the promises. But they embraced them and they believed, hallelujah, that God was going to do it. They died, didn't have it received. Amen. But then the scripture said that they without us should not be made. So we get it. Amen. In God's own time. So we just bless the Lord. I'm going to read from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. And we're going to hold 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And possibly we'll get to Ephesians chapter 6. Amen. Today we're dealing with faith. Amen. Now I'm going to ask you a question. Where is your faith? That's not our subject. Jesus asked many times when he dealt with his disciples and his followers, he asked, where is your faith? This afternoon, where is your faith? Amen. Knowing that without faith, and, you know, we can live without a lot of things, but you cannot live without faith. The 16th verse, we all have it? Amen. Reads, this is the Apostle Paul. He says, at my first answer, no man, hallelujah, something about standing by yourself. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it not be laid to their charge. But the good thing was, though everybody else forsook me, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me. And because God was standing with me, he strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all Gentiles might hear. and I was delivered out of the mouth. Why? Because the Lord stood by me. Verse 18 says, and the Lord shall deliver me from. Hallelujah. Paul said, I didn't need the man. I just needed the Lord. Amen. The man couldn't deliver me from the mouth of the lion. The man couldn't strengthen me, but God. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you on this afternoon. Lord, most of all, we thank you for being God. Lord, we thank you for we realize that your word declares that I have not seen, ear have not heard, and neither has it entered into the hearts of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. Lord, this afternoon we acknowledge that we love you. But Lord, we ask you to continue, Lord, to shine your word in our hearts. Lord, continue to shine your words in our mind. Lord, make us to be the church that you have us to be. Now, Lord, we ask you on this afternoon, speak to your servants. Speak to your saints. Lord, speak to every need. Lord, you say you sent your word and healed them. Lord, send your word for healing, deliverance, and to set some soul free. And for this we thank you. Can we all say in Jesus' name?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. The psalmist said the Lord sent his word and healed them. Amen. That's the word. That's the word. And the word became
flesh.
The word became
flesh
and what? Dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. The only glory has begotten of the Father, full of grace and Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. When you get the word, you get grace and truth. What is grace? Grace is God's help when you need it. Anybody need some help this afternoon? Then Lord, send us some grace. Amen. Paul is writing to Timothy. And if you read earlier, Paul says, before he does it, he said, I fought. You can't fight a good fight without faith. He said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. Amen. He said, I have kept. Lord, thank you. I fought, I finished, and I kept the faith. I wonder how many this afternoon, he turned me down a little bit. I don't need quite as much as he needs. Amen. I wonder how many of us are still fighting to finish. You know, a lot of people fall, but they didn't finish. They quit. And as a result of quitting, they lost the faith. Amen. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, and then we're going to come back to this. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And I'm going to read just one verse of scripture. Amen. Now, I do have more, but for the sake of time, I'm just going to read the one verse. That being verse 24. Well, let's read 20 and then 24. All right? 20 and then 24. Because it's so important this afternoon. How many know that we live in God's promises? Everything about God is a promise. So we live in his promises. We wait for his promises. Amen. Verse 20 says, for all the promises of God in him are all God's promises. If God has made you a promise by faith, accept it as a yea. Amen. A lot of God's promises, the devil has tarnished the mind, and we're not longer saying yea, but nay. But he said, all the promises of God in him are yea and in him.
Amen.
Amen. Unto the glory of God. Whatever you're doing, those promises, God intends to get the glory by us. Verse 24 says, not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy, for by faith we stand. So if you don't have faith, you cannot stand. If you don't have faith, you will fall. Amen. Now, I want to read some things to you. Well, let me go back to 2 Timothy chapter 4. We give you our message. And then we'll delve a little further into this. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul verse 16 said, "At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me." Amen. And our message today is the courage to stand alone. The courage to stand alone. Not standing for you, but to stand for God. And then we're going to draw some other parallels, some other scriptures. And my question is, how many of us today have the courage to stand alone? Paul said, all men forsook me at my first answer. Amen. And many of the historians and biblical theologians believe that this was a time when he appeared before Nero. And what in Rome, and what Nero had done, for those that are not familiar with it, is he set the city of Rome on fire. And they were all wooden structures, and the wind was blowing, not intended for it to get as bad as it was. But then the fire spread and burned for 6 days and seven nights. And Nero came to try to help because he didn't want them to burn down this palace, but the palace was burned. And they knew that the rumor was that Nero had started the fire, which indeed he had. But to take the blame off of him, he blamed the Christians. And that's where one of the first severe persecution of Christians started. And so what Nero would do is they had the amphitheater, and he would escort for the Romans, is he would send the Christians into the arena, and the lions would feed on and kill them as a part of their execution. So when Paul said, "At my first answer," he's talking about when I first appeared before Nero, everybody was afraid, and nobody stood with me for fear of what man could do. But Paul said, "But I thank God that he stood by me, and because he stood by me, he delivered me out of the mouth." In other words, Nero's intention was to put Paul on display and to be destroyed by lions. But Paul said the Lord stood. Anybody need God to stand with you? Anybody need God to stand by you? Amen. And Paul said, as a result of the Lord, he said, "Now I didn't have a man." Listen, nobody. I stood alone. By myself, but God. And what I'm saying today, God, give us some courage to stand. Anybody got courage to stand? Didn't we just read, "By faith ye shall stand"? Well, what is faith? Faith is a hope, a trust, and an expectation in God. Faith, hope, trust, and an expectation in God. You don't have to have it, how do I just see it? But I believe. Faith. It's the substance of things that, it's the evidence of things, substance of things that are what hope for, and it's the evidence of things, faith. You don't have to see it, just believe. Amen. For by faith we stand. If you don't have faith, you will not stand. Now, let's make some comparisons about faith and doubt. Amen. It takes faith to stand for God. But unbelief causes us to doubt God and all things. It takes faith, we just read it, to what? Stand for God. But if you have doubt, you won't believe God in anything. Faith strengthens our stand. Doubt and unbelief strengthens our failures. Faith strengthens our stand. Doubt and unbelief strengthens our failures. Where is our focus? On the stand, on the failures. Faith always brings us to God. Doubt and unbelief takes us away from God. So when things get bad in faith, you run to God. But when you don't have faith and trust in God, when things go bad, you go away from God. Amen. Now let's contrast. We're going to contrast faith and belief. And after each, we're going to do 10 contrasts of faith and belief. Amen. After each contrast, I'm going to give you a scripture for faith, but nothing for unbelief or doubt. Because we're not trying to highlight doubt or unbelief. We're trying to highlight faith. Amen. Faith will give comfort in the midst of fears. Faith will give comfort in the midst of fears. Unbelief will give fear in the midst of comfort. Faith gives us comfort in the midst of fears. But unbelief gives us fears in the midst of comfort. And 1 John 14:16 says, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter." And then 2 Corinthians chapter 1 says, "He is the God of all comfort." Who? Faith. Amen. Faith makes great burdens light. Unbelief makes light burdens heavy. Faith makes great burdens light, and unbelief makes light burdens heavy. And Matthew 11:28-23, we all know this. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you what? Rest." He said, "Learn of me, amen, because I am meek and lowly, and my yoke is, and my burden is, for we walk by faith." Even the hard stuff is light. But we're going where? To Jesus. What I'm trying to say this afternoon is we're going to walk by faith. Faith brings us to God. Amen. Even if nobody else has to go, I'll go alone. So we stand by faith. Amen. Faith lifts us up when we're down. Once again, faith will lift us up when we're down. Unbelief puts us down when we should be up. Faith lifts you up when you're down. Unbelief brings you down when you ought to be up. Amen. Habakkuk 3:17-18 says it this way: "Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fruit be in the vines, and the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be," that sounds like a pretty destitute, bad situation, right? Yes. Amen. That's a bad situation. But once again, faith lifts us up when we are down. And he concludes, he said, "Yet will I rejoice, even when I'm down. We're talking about what? Faith. We're talking about having the courage to stand alone. Faith brings us near to God when we were far from Him. Anybody ever had some of those times when things just cause you to drift from God? But then you got on faith and you got back on track and faith brought you back to God. But unbelief puts us far from God when we should be near. And Hebrews 10:22 says, "Let us draw near with a true heart in the full assurance of faith." So we're going to draw near to who? God. With what kind of heart? A true heart in the full assurance. We're talking about having the courage to stand alone. It takes faith to stand. Doubt and unbelief, brothers and sisters, you'll fail every time. Faith brings us to the grace of God. Unbelief brings us to the wrath of God. Faith brings us to the grace of God, but unbelief brings us to the wrath of God. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to what? All men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live godly and soberly happy. In this, what we're talking about, faith and grace. It appeared to everybody. Hallelujah. Not just to some of the spiritual, all men. Now, faith purifies the heart. Anybody want a pure heart? Didn't Jesus say, "Only the what? Pure in heart shall see God"? Only the pure in heart shall see God. So, faith purifies the heart. And the scripture says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called up. Anybody call a son this afternoon or a daughter of God? Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. We're talking about what kind of heart? A pure heart. Amen. It shall be every man that has this hope of what? Seeing Jesus one day, purifying himself even as he is pure. So faith purifies the heart and gives us an expectation to see. Did anybody wait to see Jesus? Anybody know he's coming back? Well, it takes faith for you to purify your heart. Amen. So we're talking about faith. Faith brings peace to the troubled soul. Anybody troubled? Hallelujah. You got faith, you don't have to stay that way. Faith brings peace to the troubled soul. Unbelief brings turmoil to the peaceful soul. Amen. Once again, faith brings peace to the troubled soul, but unbelief brings turmoil to the soul that should be at rest or at peace. And the Word of God said, if we keep our minds stayed on Him, talking about faith in God, then God will keep us in not just any kind of peace, but when our minds are stayed on God, He will keep us in perfect peace. Amen. And Jesus says in John 14 and 27, peace. Anybody want the peace that Jesus gives? Anybody want the rest that the Lord gives? He said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives it. Give unto you. He said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I'm giving you peace that the world can't give you. Hallelujah. It takes faith for the church to stand. It takes faith for you to stand, even if you have to stand alone. Can I get a praise of the Lord? Faith causes us to rejoice in the midst of sorrow. You don't have to wait for the storm to pass over. Somebody say, I'm going to pray in them right now. Mm-hmm. Amen. Stay in the storm of sorrow. I said, it won't be long. Victory. Anybody need some victory? Anybody need God to move in a mighty way while you're in the storm? I'm not talking about waiting for the storm to pass over and shout hallelujah. I'm talking about praising Him in the midst of it. Amen. Faith causes us to rejoice in the midst of sorrows. Unbelief causes us to mourn in the midst of blessings. Anybody getting blessed and you all sorrowful and broken down and sad? Amen. Philippians 4, 6. Paul writing from prison should be a time of sorrow. He said, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, he said, I want you to get this. Don't rejoice because of your circumstances. Don't rejoice because of the condition. He says, now rejoice when you are. And again, I want to repeat this. It's time for the church to rejoice. Amen. Mind, by faith, the children of Israel passed through the Red Sea. By unbelief, they perished in the wilderness. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea, which took a miracle from God. He told them, he said, stand still and see the salvation of God. So it took God to bring them through the Red Sea. Then after God brought them through the Red Sea, in the midst of what should have been a blessing, they began to murmur and complain. And they were destroyed, the destroyer of land in the wilderness. We're talking about the contrast of what faith can do, what doubt and unbelief can do. Number 10 in our final one is this. Well, the scripture for that was Jesus looking upon them said, with men. That's why you don't have to trust in men. Jesus said, with men these things are. And with men, the Red Sea was. With men, the wall of Jericho was. With men, David's healing of leprosy was. But with God, can't stand outside of faith. Faith helps us to give God thanks in all things. Unbelief causes us to murmur in all things. Faith causes us to give God thanks in what? All things. And Paul tells the Thessalonian church, in all things we ought to give. In all things we ought to give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We gotta praise him. Amen. Those are the contrasts of faith and doubt. I wonder how many of us this afternoon are losing faith because things are not working out like we expect them to work out. Once again, it takes courage. Once again, we're dealing with the faith to stand alone. It takes courage to stand. Did not Paul write to Timothy and said that God has not given us a spirit of fear? That word fear is cowardice, timidity, or just terrorized by what's coming. But the spirit should be capitalized because the spirit is the Holy Ghost. But God has not given us a spirit of a coward, but he's given us a spirit of courage. And what's reflective of the spirit of courage? Love, power, and a sound mind. So God expects the church to display courage. Now the King James Dictionary says courage is bravery. Now listen to this. This is what King James, the explanation for courage. It's bravery, that quality of mind. It starts, the balance one along with, if there first be a will. All you have to do is will it, and God backs you up. So it's the quality of mind which enable men to encounter dangers, difficulties, and hardships. The mind to encounter dangers, difficulties, and hardship with firmness, without fear, or depression of spirit. I wonder how many of us have courage. When things don't go our way, do we get depressed? Do we get downtrodden? Do we want to quit? Do we want to give up? Courage also has fortitude. Now, what does fortitude mean? It means you go through it. Amen. You go through it, what? No matter how bad or how hard it is, I have courage. And it takes courage to stand. Amen. When Paul wrote to Timothy, he said, you know, all men that I thought I could count on have forsaken me. Anybody you counted on and they forsook you? One thing for sure, if you trust in Jesus never fails. Every man will fail some kind of way because we aren't perfect. But Jesus never fails. In Ephesians chapter 6, Paul writes, having done all to what?
Stand.
Listen, you're supposed to do all to stand. Stop quitting. Stop giving up. Even if everybody else leaves, you stand. It takes faith for you to stand alone. Somebody said, well, they've been working with the Lord for so long. What happened to them? You stand. Don't you worry about what they did, but you stand. Anybody want to stand for God? They say, having done all to stand, stand. Stand, having your Lord's word about with truth. Having on the breastplate of righteousness. Having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Having the helmet of salvation and the shield. Hallelujah. Lord, I see the devil coming. I see him fighting, but I'm going to stand. Hallelujah. Even if I have to stand alone. Lord, thank you. Be strong in the Lord. Somebody say, every time I turn around, it seems like things are getting worse. Stay in the Lord. Every time I turn around and I think it should be one way, it got to work. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of. Because man will fail you every time. So don't rest in man. It's time for the church to rest in God. Hallelujah. So the devil's distraction is in. He gets you looking at people when the scripture says, keeping our eyes on Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. Well, why am I looking unto Jesus? Because he's the author and the finisher of my faith. Hallelujah. I don't know faith if I don't know Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, you don't know faith. If you don't know Jesus, you don't know the water that can grow from the water of death. Hallelujah. There ain't no way. I don't know way. It takes faith. Hallelujah. Let me say hallelujah. Come on, let me say hallelujah. Lord, I'm standing. Lord, I'm standing right now. I don't care if anybody else is standing. I'm standing. Where are you standing? I'm standing on the word of God. I'm standing on his promises. Let all of us forsake the Lord. I got the courage to sing. Anybody got some real courage? Amen. Be seated for a minute. It takes real courage. It takes real courage to stand. Because when things get hard, you know what we have a tendency to do? Quit and give up. But Paul said they're nothing more than light afflictions. That's why he said, now, faith make the heavy burdens light. Doubt make the light burdens heavy. Paul said, our light afflictions, which are but for a moment, go through it. Whatever it is, go through it. Don't run from it. Don't quit. Hallelujah. Don't give nobody have no pity parties if you go through it. For it's intended to work in you a far more exceeding and eternal way of. Somebody want glory? Can we shout glory? Or can you shout glory? Oh, I don't know what else I want, but I know I want glory. Thank you, Lord. So you got to go through it. Stop running. Hallelujah. When your mountain, when your giant, when your Goliath appear before you, just tell them like David, you might be coming to me with a sword and a shield. You might be imposing. You might be threatening. Hallelujah. Everybody else, David had a mind. One man stood by faith alone. Did David stand alone when Goliath presented himself? All the rest of the whole Israel fled for fear. But David had courage to stand. But the Bible said David ran. Hallelujah. David ran. I don't know what your giant is. And I don't know what your mountain is. But stop running from it. It's time to run to it. David said, you come to me with a sword and a shield. The devil has too many of us running from the trial. When we need to be running, you need to be running to it, amen? We're gonna finish off here and let's go, actually go to Daniel chapter 3, verse 9. We're talking about courage to stand in the middle of it, in the midst of it. When you know that is, as the world would call it, demise, but for God I stand, for God I die. Paul says, whether I live and whether I die, Christ shall be, whether I live or whether I die, Christ shall be magnified. Is he being magnified in your body this afternoon? Are you standing? Even if you have to stand alone. Now it's easy, you know, when you got a whole lot of people to stand. But who are you dependent on? What is your confidence? Where is your trust this afternoon? Are you standing in God? Man, and I can assure you, will fail every time. The Bible says there's none perfect, no. There's none perfect. No, not one. And so Jesus, so God said, therefore my own arm brought forth salvation. And my fury upheld it because man couldn't do it. Only God. Verse 9, we all know the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now we're talking about this afternoon, courage to have faith to stand alone. Now, there are times when we're in what would appear to be a compromising situation. Now, the children of Israel have been taken captive to Babylon. So, they had already lost the war with the Babylonians. And Nebuchadnezzar and his army there had taken them back to Babylon. So, they were the prisoners. They were the servants. They were subservient to Nebuchadnezzar and his leadership. So when you're in a situation and you're a slave, you got to do what the boss say do. Can I get a praise the Lord? You're the slave. If the master say do this, you do it or there are consequences. Amen. So Nebuchadnezzar builds a statue. All right, makes an idol. And he makes a proclamation throughout his whole kingdom. And at what sound you hear, the sound of the music, the dulcimer, the cymbals, and all the flute. He said, fall down and worship the golden image which I have set up in my gods. But how many know you can still be in the world, but you don't want to be out of the world? You can still be in the midst of the devil and the prince of this world and the prince of the power of hell, but you do not have to be subservient to him because God is greater. Can we say greater? Yeah. God is greater. Hallelujah. So they were in Babylon and the king had put them in positions, but now it's time to make a choice. And Moses asked the children of Israel, who's on the Lord's side? This afternoon, I wonder who's on the Lord's side. I wonder how many of us will stand for Jesus no matter what. How many of us, hallelujah, will stand for Jesus even if some persecutor says, right now, if you don't denounce Christ, you're going to die. Will you stand? Well, these three young boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were in Babylon, and the king was their boss. And he said, when you hear the sound of the music, fall down and worship my golden idol and the statue which I've made and honor my God. Hallelujah. But I hear Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, not so, King. We only serve the one true and the living God. Anybody know the true and the living God? The only one. He said, not so, King. We will not But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they refuse to fall down and worship the golden idol. I wonder how many of us given
reason of our worship to God for some idol that the world has set up because we are afraid of what we might lose? Or do you make a stand for God regardless?
Hallelujah. No, see, Hebrew wars, no, king, we're not going to bow down. So they came to the king and reported him and started in verse 9. They said, hey, king, you know those Jews you set up? They won't fall down and worship your idols when they hear the music. Amen. So the king, the Bible says, his fury got to him. He said, what? What do you mean? I made a decree and I'm their boss? And they're not doing what I tell them to do in opposition to God. Listen, I don't care who tells you to do something. If it's against God, don't do it. Because that is compromise, and that is not courage to be different, to make a stand for God. Amen? They say, well, King, we know right now we are under your leadership and your guidance. They say, but we can't serve any other God. There's only one. Don't you compromise. If the husband don't want to do it, don't you compromise. If the wife don't want to do it, don't you compromise. Have courage and faith to stand alone. They said, we can't do it. So the king said, you mean you're not going to fall down and worship my idol that I set up when you hear the sound of the music? They said, no. He said, well, who is that God that's going to deliver you out of my hand? And they said, we're not careful to answer you concerning this matter, because the God that we serve, if he chooses to, he will deliver us. He said, but if he don't deliver us on this side, he's going to deliver us on the other side. So they said, King, we're not going to fall down and worship any God other than God. Have any of us compromised because of what we might lose? Amen. I'm with Jesus always. When I said, I go with you, Lord, all day. I don't care what I have to give up, Lord, as long as I don't lose God. Because when you lose God, trust me, you've lost everything. So the king got angry because he wouldn't fall down and worship his idol. So he said, well, if you don't worship him, the very same hour, you're going to be cast into a burning, fiery furnace. And he said, well, we understand the threat, but we still won't fall down and worship. So Nebuchadnezzar had the furnace heated up 7 times hotter than it was supposed to be heated up. Because he was mad because they made a stand for God. We talk about having courage to stand alone. There in all Babylon with thousands and thousands and thousands that are falling down to worship. But they stood alone. And the Bible says that after he heated up the furnace, he got the mightiest men in his army to cast Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire. And the men, now this is how severe the situation was. The men that cast them into the furnace were killed. Hallelujah. But when God stands by you, God won't have to deliver you before the fire. Somebody said, God will deliver you through the fire. Make a stand for God. He'll deliver you through the fire. So they cast Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fire. Amen. And the men that cast them in were dead. But to the king's astonishment, because of the conviction of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, because they had courage to stand. I wonder, do you really have courage to stand? In the face of imminent danger, will you stand? In the face of imminent hardship, will you stand? Hallelujah. So the king looked up in astonishment because they threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire, bound. Hallelujah. But when God is on your side, you might go in bound, but God will set you free. Hallelujah. You can be bound. Hallelujah. But trust in God. The world can't tie you up if you're with Jesus. He looked and said, hey, we threw them in. They were bound. He said, but now I see them walking around free. Hallelujah. There is no harm to them.
the Nebuchadnezzar said, wait a minute, they're walking around free. He said, but the problem is not that they're alone. He said, I see a fourth.
As great as Moses was, Moses did not make it to the promised land.
Why? Because they hold